Buenos días, buenas tardes, buenas noches, estudiantes. ¿Cómo estamos? ¿Bien? Estupendo. Hoy tenemos un tema muy interesante, en mi opinión. Let's dance with the verbs. Ese es el título del podcast. That's the title of this podcast. To dance with the verbs. Vamos a bailar con los verbos. So, we're going to see combinations of verbs. Those of you who have the document, on top of the page, you have on the left several combinations of verbs. We're going to read them and then the sentences, so you can practice, as always, English-Spanish. Verbo querer, to want. Quiero aprender mucho y, por eso, estudio con regularidad. I want to learn a lot, and because of that, I study regularly. Quiero aprender. You don't conjugate the second verb. You already conjugated quiero. You don't need to conjugate aprender. My mother needs to do more sports. Mi madre necesita hacer más deporte. Necesita más infinitivo. Necesita hacer. Verbo to be able to or can. Poder. You already know this verb. Poder. Ese niño puede aprender chino en 3 semanas. That kid can learn Chinese in 3 weeks. Right? Poder. To be able to or can. You must drive slower. Debes conducir más despacio. Conducir, or in Latin America, or in some countries in Latin America, they don't use conducir, they use manejar. Right? So, debes manejar más despacio. Ella pasa mucho tiempo leyendo. She spends a lot of time reading. Pasar tiempo plus in English ing, in Spanish gerundio, gerund. Gerundio, we have seen that, is the ando, yendo ending. So, hablar, hablando, comer, comiendo, leer, is a little bit irregular, leyendo, with y, leyendo. So she spends a lot of time reading. Ella pasa mucho tiempo leyendo. Verbo pensar, to think. Careful here, there are different combinations. We are going to see some of them. I think that the teacher knows everything. It's not true, eh? Teachers don't know everything. We fake it most of the time. Don't tell the other teachers. I think that the teacher knows everything. Pienso que el profesor lo sabe todo. Now, in English, you can say, and you know that's better than I know. By the way, several of you have written and said that you are English teachers. Now I am a little, now I'm a little bit afraid because, well, it's true, I lived 15 years in the United States, but I don't remember English so well. I think I manage, but so if I made mistakes in English, please write to me and correct my English. Yeah, you can send me an email and say, Pedro, you said this and this is not right. I think the teacher knows everything. So, in English, you can omit this that, right? I think the teacher, or I think that the teacher. In Spanish, you need the que. Pienso que el profesor lo sabe todo. You cannot say in Spanish, pienso el profesor lo sabe todo. Doesn't work in Spanish, okay? Entonces, I think that, pensar que. Now, if you say, I am planning on returning tomorrow, I am thinking of the possibility of returning tomorrow, in Spanish, we use the verb pensar with infinitive. I am planning on returning tomorrow. Pienso volver mañana. ¿Ok? Pienso volver mañana. Pensar plus infinitive. Now, if you use pensar with the preposition en, pensar en, plus an infinitive, or the name of a person, or a thing, pensar en hacer algo, pensar en algo, o pensar en alguien, to think of something, to think about somebody, then you use preposition en. I am thinking of a possible solution, but I cannot find it. Pienso en una posible solución, pero no la encuentro. I am thinking of a possible solution. Okay, so careful with the verb pensar. I think that, pienso que, I think or I am planning on doing something, pienso hacer algo, and to think of something or to think about something, pensar en algo, pensar en alguien. Days of the week. Yeah, I know that you know the days of the week. But sometimes the students forget, right? Sometimes my students come, they are almost intermediate students, and then they say Wednesday, and they meant Thursday. That's why in the document you have there the days of the week. Lunes, martes, miércoles, jueves, viernes, sábado y domingo. How fast can you say that? Lunes, martes, miércoles, jueves, viernes, sábado, domingo. No, don't do that. Don't do that because people will not understand what you're saying, right? But it's good to know the days of the week. Kind of quick. Lunes, martes, miércoles, jueves, viernes, sábado y domingo. Now, it's domingo the first day of the week or the last day of the week. I always thought of domingo as the last day of the week because it's the weekend, right? But in the Christian tradition, actually, I think domingo should be the first day of the week, right? If I am wrong, please send me an email so you can correct my English and then also my cultural information here. Los lunes no trabajo. There is an ambulance. I don't know if you can hear it, but no problem. This is real life, right? Los lunes no trabajo. I do not work on Mondays. Careful here. On Mondays in English. Los lunes in Spanish. On Monday at 3 p.m. or at 3, I have an important meeting. On Monday at 3. El lunes a las 3 tengo una reunión importante. So, on Mondays, los lunes. On Monday, singular, el lunes. From Monday to Friday, I am very busy. This ambulance doesn't stop. So, I assume you are hearing it, but I will raise the tone of my voice. Hopefully that's enough. From Monday to Friday, I am very busy. De lunes a viernes estoy ocupadísimo. De lunes a viernes, from Monday to Friday, right? In English sometimes I think you say Monday to Friday, right? Okay, anyway. Frases, so that was the theory for today, no? We have seen those combinations of verbs, days of the week. Now sentences, English, Spanish, Spanish, English, Español, Inglés, Inglés, Español. If you would like to receive the document, the PDFs that come with each podcast and the list of basic verbs, or if you have any question, my email, charlaconpedro@gmail.com. What do the children say? ¿Qué dicen los niños? They say that they don't want to go to school on Saturday. Dicen que no quieren ir a la escuela el sábado. Do you want to talk to the teacher this afternoon? ¿Quieres hablar con la profesora esta tarde? Sí, necesito hacerle tres preguntas importantes. Yes, I need to ask her three important questions. ¿Puedes ayudarme, por favor? Can you help me, please? Or you could say, ¿me puedes ayudar? So two possibilities. ¿Puedes ayudarme, por favor? Or, ¿me puedes ayudar? Remember that the direct and indirect object pronouns, when we have an infinitive, can come before or after the combination of verb, right? ¿Puedes ayudarme? Or, ¿me puedes ayudar? Yes, but I must make a phone call before. Sí, pero debo hacer una llamada antes. I must make, debo hacer. ¿Cómo pasas los fines de semana? How do you spend your weekends? I spend a lot of time writing tales, stories. Paso mucho tiempo escribiendo cuentos. Paso mucho tiempo escribiendo, pasar plus gerund, ing in English, ¿no? Paso mucho tiempo escribiendo cuentos. ¿Qué piensas del nuevo gobierno? I am writing because I don't know why I wrote ¿Qué piensas? In English I wrote What do you think about the elections? But in Spanish I wrote ¿Qué piensas del nuevo gobierno? So the translation What do you think about the new government? Wrote. Pienso que va a resolver todos nuestros problemas. I think that it will solve all our problems. Right? The new government will solve all our problems. Okay. Pienso que va a resolver todos nuestros problemas. Careful. Problemas masculine. It's an exception to the rule. El problema, el sistema, el tema. Greek words. These are words of Greek origin. In Greek, in ancient Greek, these words were neutral. Neutral. You don't say neutral in English. You say, what do you say? Neutral? No, neutral. I forgot the word. Well, they are not masculine or feminine. They are neutral words. And these Greek words, some of them ended up in Spanish as masculine, but they keep this ending ma from the third declination, the third declination in English, in Greek. And that's why they are exceptions to the rule. Problema, tema, sistema. Yeah? Neutral words, right? I think so. Mamma mia, I keep forgetting. In Spanish, neutro. What are you planning to do to solve this problem? ¿Qué piensas hacer para resolver este problema? ¿Qué piensas hacer? What are you planning to do? ¿Qué piensas hacer? And it's just a lot, this expression with pensar plus infinitive, no? To plan to do something, no? ¿Qué piensas hacer? My partner and I are planning on playing the lottery. Okay, that's a great plan. My partner and I are planning on playing the lottery. Mi socio y yo pensamos jugar a la lotería. Mi socio, business partner. Yeah? Mi socio y yo pensamos jugar a la lotería. That's our plan. Okay. Good luck with the business, right? Talking about business, if you haven't done a donation or you haven't bought the PDFs, you can still do it. You just have to send me an email, or you can go directly to PayPal and give my email address, charlaconpedro@gmail.com, and my name, Pedro Fernández, and you can make a donation or simply buy the documents for 10 euros, and that would be nice. In that way, I can keep offering this podcast for free and without advertising. The only advertising that you have to put up with is my own advertising. Right? So I don't think it's that bad, right? Okay, more sentences, oraciones. You have in the document oraciones. A little bit faster. I think about you many times per day. Pienso en ti muchas veces al día. You shouldn't spend so much time sleeping. No debes pasar tanto tiempo durmiendo. You could say no debes, no deberías, both are correct. Ustedes quieren pasarlo muy bien, es lógico. You all want to have a good time. It makes sense, it's logical. Tus abuelos necesitan descansar más. Your grandparents need to rest more. If I cannot do it alone, I'll call you. Si no puedo hacerlo solo, te llamo. Si no puedo hacerlo solo, te llamo. In English, I'll call you, future. In Spanish, I think in this case it's better to say te llamo, present tense, but with this value of future. That's used a lot, present tense with the value of future. Mi prima se pasó el verano bailando como loca. Bailando como loca. My cousin spent her summer dancing like crazy. Yeah? Bailando como loca. Okay, that's a good way of spending your summer, I guess. On Wednesdays, I do not need to work a lot. Sorry. On Wednesdays, I do not need to work a lot. Los miércoles, no necesito trabajar mucho. This Wednesday, we want to meet at 4. Este miércoles, queremos reunirnos a las 4. And don't tell me that I didn't say p.m. because the context tells us that usually the meetings don't take place at 4 a.m., right? Because sometimes the students, when they learn de la mañana, de la tarde, they always say, okay, hablamos a las 4 de la tarde. I mean, yeah, of course, we're not going to speak at 4 a.m. Don't come to my place or don't connect with me in Skype, right? Although I have to say that I have a student who lives in the Marshall Islands, right? And they are, the Marshall Islands are 10 hours ahead of Austria, where I live. So we have to find the time to meet. It's interesting because, well, I like to get up early, so that makes things easier, no? But not at 4 a.m., that's a little bit too much. Okay, the last two sentences. On Friday, my aunt arrives. She leaves on Sunday. El viernes llega mi tía. Se va el domingo. Last sentence. From Tuesday to Thursday, the boss usually does not come. De martes a jueves, el jefe no suele venir. That's another combination, right? Soler plus infinitive. We have seen that in another podcast, but it's good to review. No suele venir. Señores, señoras, I hope you have learned a lot. Espero que hayan aprendido mucho. Y continuamos trabajando. We continue working. Continuamos trabajando. Hasta el próximo episodio. See you on the next chapter.